Rose looked up and saw, across the street, a woman in the second-floor window of one of the houses. Over in this part of town, there were a bunch of old colonials that had been converted into apartments. This one was white, with paint flaking off around the windows. In the front yard, a green plastic planter was half full of purple and pink impatiens, but the other side was empty, except for a fast food cup with a straw. Herbs would be nice in those planters. Basil, for sure. Rosemary, maybe. Some thyme. Spread out the impatiens so they filled both planters, pick out the trash. Maybe a whiskey barrel full of vinca-vine on the dirt part of the lawn would make the barrenness less acute. The woman in the window was backlit by lemon-yellow light, and she was pacing back and forth with a screaming baby clutched in her arms. When the woman paused, the light looked like a halo, and Rose thought fleetingly of the Virgin Mary. She stopped, tipped her head up to the window. The window was open, and the baby's cries were unrelenting. Rose felt an ache of sympathy for both the woman and the baby. She felt heaviness in her own arms, exhaustion in her back, and the desire to simultaneously run away and sit down.
"It's none of our business," Hank said, taking her elbow.
The baby's face was red, the mother's hair frizzed. Rose could see her hurry and slow. She thought about knocking on the ratty gray door and offering to hold the baby while the woman took a cool, unrushed shower. Hank started to walk away, tugging at her elbow and then letting go.
"We aren't going to make the reservation."
So what if they didn't? They wouldn't starve. They could pick up Chinese food and bring it home and lay out a blanket on the living room floor. They could send the babysitter home and give Frederick an egg roll, cut into bits, or some fried rice mushed up with milk. They could lean against pillows and eat with chopsticks and watch their son watch them. Rose's feet cemented to the pavement. For a moment, she watched Hank's receding back, the wisps of toffee-colored hair ticking over his shirt collar, the way his hands swung on either side of his legs. On the long-ago first morning after they'd made love, she'd watched him leave the apartment and thought of the hand swinging as awkward but endearing. She hardly even noticed it anymore.
"Wait up!" she called.
And then Rose saw the gap close between the woman and the window. She saw the hesitation in the woman's step. The woman lifted her arms like she was making an offering, and Rose saw the baby suspended in air. Instinctively, Rose ran.